WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Justin Finch. A looming vote this morning that could upend Hollywood. The Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, expected to vote to go on strike today. The threat of artificial intelligence and residuals from streaming, key sticking points.
Many actors argue that the residuals from streaming don't compare and don't sustain them in the same way that they used to years ago.
Anusha Sakui, staff writer for the LA Times. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers at odds with the actors. For the first time, the FDA has approved an over-the-counter birth control pill. There will not be any age restrictions on purchasing it. The daily pill, called O-Pill, will likely hit shelves early next year. Parts of the U.S. suffering with severe weather, at least 8 reported tornadoes in the Chicago area, one hitting near O'Hare Airport, disrupting hundreds of flights. This is ABC News. Due in court today, the suspect in the murder of a surgeon in Tennessee, Dr. Benjamin Mock, was killed in an exam room at his office. The man accused, Larry Pickens, is being held on over $1 million bail. Sheriff's deputies in northern Los Angeles County facing questions over an incident last year where a deputy allegedly punched a black woman in the face. ABC's Alex Stone.
This is a moment when a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy in Palmdale was heard allegedly punching a woman in the face. She was in a car with her 3-week-old baby. The car had no headlights on and the driver was allegedly intoxicated. The baby was not in a car seat, so deputies were taking the baby for child neglect. LA County Sheriff Robert Luna, who was not sheriff last year when it occurred.
Completely unacceptable.
The case now given to the FBI and prosecutors to decide if that deputy should be charged. Alex Stone, ABC News in Los Angeles County.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A Green Bay police officer accused of hitting a man with his car is bound for trial. 40-year-old Matthew Knutson is accused of using his car to strike a suspect who is running from police. Knutson is being charged with negligent operation of a vehicle and misconduct after an internal investigation revealed the findings. Knutson is a 13-year veteran of the GBPD. His lawyer filed a motion to dismiss the charges, but it was denied yesterday. He is scheduled to be arraigned on August 21st. Wisconsin will see an extra $2.3 million in revenue from raising hunting and fishing fees for out-of-staters, according to WLUK-TV. This is the first time in 20 years that the Wisconsin DNR has raised fees for residents or non-residents. The last time in-state fees for hunting and fishing were raised by the state was 2005. For a complete list of game fees, please visit civicmedia.us. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. With big singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of July, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to thank my good friend Robert Miranda, as always, for the good work that he does. You know, there's so many people who really do go over and beyond the cause of duty to fight for justice and righteousness. And, you know, if there wasn't for those people, there's no telling where, you know, things will be. Well, we do know where they'd be. You know, this would not even be an issue. If Robert Miranda hadn't begun this fight to expose what had been going on in the city in which I live, you know, we'd still continue to just see these children and their behavior. And somehow think law enforcement is the answer to all of that when it's not. And so because of people like Robert Miranda, who I'm happy to call a friend, we're able to kind of get at the root of what is happening and why young people acting in the manner that they act in. And then when you know that that's the case and yet we still don't address it, That's the criminal part of all of this that we have to continue to fight to bring about change. But anyway, Social Security and where it is, it's always in the news. It's always an issue. You know, I've always had Max Reichman on, who has been engaged and involved in, you know, fighting for another guy who fights for the citizenry and who continues to fight for people who don't even know that there are people fighting for them as he continues to fight the fight to make sure that Social Security is available for everybody. And I keep saying it can be done. We can make sure that Social Security is there in perpetuity. You look at young guys, you know, Max Reitman is the president and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. And I've had him on as long as I've been doing radio. I've always had Max on, lobbyists out of Washington, D.C. It's time for me to get him back on as I was reading this article in today's Hill. And so it's hard to even envision. I'll tell you just without any hesitation. If I didn't receive my Social Security checks every month, it would be more of a struggle for me and my wife. And if there wasn't protection for once I passed, that my wife would be able to then wind up with my Social Security benefits, it would be more of a struggle for her as it is for living spouses whose husbands have passed on. If that Social Security check was not available for them, you know, their lives would be much different than they are now. And many people, we may not know it because we don't see them, and people don't say this to you, as people aren't going around talking about, hey, you know, man, my Social Security check is a lifesaver for me. But there are plenty of people in this country who it is a lifesaver for, and that they could not do without it. And yet, here's part of what I think is so wrong with all of this. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Okay. So, and why are people pushing and fighting? Calvin, you're a young guy, man, so all this is ahead of you. You can't even begin to even conceive or think about Social Security when you're 24. I know it was never anything that I ever even thought about at 24. Social Security, they would tell me about that. Medicare, they would tell me about that. My thing was, hey, man, that's for old people. That's not for me, man. Don't tell me about Social Security and Medicare. And then one day I wake up and Social Security and Medicare is in my life. But they're taking out Social Security for you. And once you start working, they start taking that out. And the fact that it could possibly not even be there for you when you reach my age and not receive anywhere near as much, and the fact that they're looking to push back the years of retirement. Republicans want to push back, to 70 before you can collect your Social Security. I think it's criminal. You know, I started getting my Social Security, I think it might have been at 62. So people said to me, man, you're stupid, man. Why don't you wait until you're 67? Well, you're not guaranteed 67. You put this money in all of your life, basically, your adult life, and to say I'm going to wait until I'm 67, a lot of people don't make it to 67. So I started collecting my Social Security at 62. Has it made a difference in my life? Absolutely. It's made a major difference in my the latter years of my and my wife's life, no question whatsoever, it does. But here's what one of Washington's wealthiest senators argues against, and he says that this is not right. Social Security is not right. Social Security can be fixed, Calvin, very easily, if we make the wealthy pay their fair share. It can be fixed. It can be brought back to health. But the rich, don't want to pay their fair share. They don't feel, they feel like this is a handout. Social Security has never been a handout. It's not a handout now. Excuse me, nor has it ever been. If you didn't pay anything in the Social Security, your check is not coming at the end of every month. Let's make that clear. So for all the people who have misled people and working to mislead people to say it's a handout, Medicare is a handout, they're not. But there's this one senator, man. Out of all the senators, one. And this senator comes from the state of Wisconsin. I don't know, Calvin, if you can guess who he is.
I think I might have a feeling.
Who is he?
Would that be Ron Johnson?
Ron Johnson. The guy that people from the state just reelected. Ron Johnson. You know, here's what Ron Johnson had to say about Social Security, right? U.S. Senator Ron Johnson came under fire yesterday. This is Ron Johnson yesterday, the person you guys just reelected. Now we got to put Ron back. We knew what Ron Johnson was. People fought to try to get people not to send him back, but to send him back. And those of you who voted yes to send Ron Johnson back, you kind of deserve this. I'm sorry. You do, because you had an opportunity to kick him to the curb where he should have been. He's never been concerned about the average person. He's never been concerned about Social Security. He doesn't have to worry about it. His wife is wealthy. He married well. And so Social Security is not an issue with him. It never will be. But it is for those of you who voted for him. This is what he had to say. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson came under fire Wednesday after the multimillionaire Wisconsin Republican asserted during a Senate hearing that Social Security, an economic lifeline for tens of millions of Americans who paid into the system throughout their working lives, unfairly takes from wealthier people to support lower-income retirees. That's the guy that you voted for. Many of you in this state, we had a chance to eradicate him, to kick him to the curb where he should have been, because this is nothing new. We know this is who he is. He was that way for the 6 years, the prior 12 years that he was a senator. That's who he was, and we knew that, and yet we reelected him anyway. And then he has the unmitigated gall to go before the world and say that Medicare unfairly takes from wealthier people, Social Security, unfairly takes from wealthier people to support lower income people. Well, guess what? I'm one of those lower income people, Ron Johnson. And many of us are, based on the wealth that you have, lower income people. So you're talking to all of us. And so for the people who voted yay to put you back in, they kind of get what they deserve. But I didn't vote for you, so I'm not getting what I deserve. If I would have gotten what I would have deserved, it would be you out of office making those kinds of remarks. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. 844-967-2789, the great Ron Johnson. Be right back.
Come up hard, babe. Now I'm fine. Checking trouble, your hair moving down the line.
Oh. Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows level off around 63. Partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 85. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. Mid-80s Saturday, upper 70s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yes, none other than Ron Johnson on yesterday. Asserted during a Senate hearing that Social Security, an economic lifeline for tens of millions of Americans who pay into the system throughout their working lives, unfairly takes from wealthy people to support lower-income retirees. Speaking during a Senate Budget Committee hearing entitled Protecting Social Security for All, Making the Wealthy Pay Their Fair Share, Johnson said that his Wisconsin constituents, yeah, those of you who voted for him, have a basic misconception about Social Security. Johnson, one of the wealthiest U.S. senators, according to the watchdog Open Secrets, derided Social Security, a key New Deal program, as a nanny state scheme enacted because the government doesn't trust Americans to save for retirement on their own. Yes. You voted for him. You know, you voted for him. And he calls the Social Security that you and I are receiving, that we earned, a nanny state scheme enacted because government doesn't trust Americans to save for retirement on their own. I wonder if Ron Johnson hadn't married into money, or hadn't become a United States senator, if he himself wouldn't be sitting around waiting for his Social Security check. Ron Johnson again. Most people think, well, that's my money. And in fact, part of it is, the senator continued. If you're in a low-income group, you're getting a lot more in return than you invested in. If you're in a high-income, you're not getting what you paid in. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, welcome back. You say what, man?
I swear this guy's smoking crack.
Hey, man, they voted for him, man. Hey, in this state, they voted for him. They voted for him. They gave him six more years. And what has he done? Kicked him in the teeth. Kicked him in the teeth and basically called them freeloaders for taking what is theirs.
And after $150,000 doesn't pay anything, or $173,000 doesn't pay a nickel more.
That's right.
Security. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is, they should change the name of this program from Social Security to the FDR care is what they should call it. Because Franklin Delano Roosevelt put this together to get us out of the Great Depression, because there were so many people that were starving. The younger people need to have some history behind this, that it's the Democratic Party that has actually brought about Social Security, Medicare, any of the social safety nets. No, those are not nanny programs, because everybody pays for them. They are earned benefit. It is something that you pay for when you start making or start paying, getting money from your paycheck. So all you people out there that when you're out there working your 40, 60 hours a week, just remember, you're putting money towards the Social Security. Don't be bamboozled by these slick power tricksters that are going to say to you that you're getting this money, you know, as a free give me from the government.
Yeah, right, man.
Yeah, it's not. You earned it. You earned it. And all you people out there that voted for Ron Johnson because he played scary ads about people getting out on parole, which now doesn't even seem to be an issue at all that anyone talks about. You know what? Shame on you. Shame on you. You guys could have had a senator that could have actually increased your Social Security benefits and could have actually made your life a little bit easier.
No question.
But apparently you guys love watching lifestyles of the rich and famous on TV rather than actually having it in your own life. So, again, shame on you, but it should be called FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt Care is Social Security. And if you believe in insurance, it's all putting your a couple dollars or $100 into each paycheck so you can have something for later. It's not a give me.
Hey, you know what, man?
You better be careful, because that's what the Republicans want to do. Possibly some Democrats.
The masses of us are going to wind up making it to later, right? The masses of the people are going to make it to the age that they'll be receiving that. So anyway, got to go to a break. Tom, thank you very much for the call. I'm going to continue it on the other side, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. European diplomacy. President Biden in Helsinki, Finland, wrapping up a summit with Nordic leaders, including the president of Finland, marking that country joining the NATO alliance.
It's a different era.
in the nature of our relationship and bringing along Sweden as well makes a gigantic difference. So I'm anxious to continue to work with you.
Finland joining NATO at the organization's gathering this week in Lithuania. Biden returns to Washington tonight. Hollywood on the verge of a crippling strike. The actors' union, SAG-AFTRA, expected to take a vote today on whether members should walk the picket line. They're at odds over streaming royalties with major TV, movie, and streaming studios. Extreme weather gripping parts of the country. At least 8 reported tornadoes, one hitting near O'Hare Airport, disrupting hundreds of flights. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
The fire that started Monday afternoon in Washera County is now 100% contained. Fighting the fire took a group effort, including crews from several agencies and the Wisconsin DNR, but not before it destroyed 730 acres. 8 firefighters were treated and released for smoke inhalation. Although it's been 100% contained, authorities are asking people stay away as there is still interior burning in the area.
A national nonprofit group says the Oconal County Board is using divisive language in a resolution to support the Second Amendment. According to the Green Bay Press Gazette, the National Freedom from Religion Foundation has asked the county board to remove phrasing from the resolution that insinuates non-religious people are more likely to cause violence. In regard to the issue of separation of church and state, the group says the wording suggests the board shows a bias or favors community members who are religious over those who are not.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
We're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You can text us at that same number. So, you know, listening to Ron Johnson on yesterday, being belligerent towards the average everyday American who unfortunately has not amassed the wealth that he has, and to continue to, you know, blame, you know, the average American for not being able to be as wealthy as he and many of his other associates are, just not right. And yet people voted for him. They put him in office. You know, he's got another 5 years, and we have to continue to put up with this madness, and people get what they deserve. You know, patient advocate and cancer survivor Peter Morley tweeted Wednesday that Senator Ron Johnson is a liar. And it was clear from today's hearing that he is a defender of the rich and not for the people. Johnson previously called Social Security a Ponzi scheme in one of many attacks on the program upon which around 66 million Americans rely. I'm one of those 66 million, and I consider myself to be fortunate. Further arguing during Wednesday's hearing that Social Security was not meant to be a general welfare system, Johnson turned to Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy Executive Director Amy Hauer, who testified that our tax system raises far too little from those with the most to ask what he called a very simple question. Out of every $1 of income that Americans make, where are we at? Okay, I lost my... Okay. Out of every $1 of income that Americans make, okay. I lost my point. Out of every $1 of income that that any American makes, he queried, how much should be the maximum amount the government takes out in total? I think we should think about the kind of country we want to have, Hauer began to reply before Johnson interrupted her to demand an answer as a percent. You know, we had 400 billionaires who paid less than 8% tax rate. So more than that, she asserted. It strikes me that in a society where the wealthiest are getting more and more of our income, they can afford to chip in more to maintain the systems that enable them to build that wealth in the first place. Let's go to the phone lines and Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning. You know, it's very sad news because it's not the first nation in the history who would go after disabled people, especially disabled who were born disabled with genetic disease or physical deformity. It's not the first nation. He's a Nazi, okay? This is what he's saying. Because who's on the Social Security? On the Social Security, people who's not just old. For old people, 65, we have Medicare. Social Security exists for disabled people who cannot work at the time they should be in their age time, lifetime, working. So basically, he's saying, let's liquidate all who's not physically and mentally considered to be a working class. This is exactly what he's saying.
You know, Karina, you are 100% accurate. Disabled people, young people, who don't have the cognitive ability, some of them receive something called Medicaid. And so they don't have the capacity to work and do the things that others are. And they don't just give that to anybody. You've got to jump through some hoops, and there's got to be documentation to prove that you have these shortcomings, and then you'll get your $780 a month, which is somewhere around what they give to people who receive Medicaid. And, you know, they're not by any means getting rich. And so, you know, again, you've got a United States senator who says these horrific, horrific things. He believes it. And the fact that there are people in this state who voted for him, they knew what he was, and he's talking about them if they're receiving Social Security or their loved one is receiving Medicaid, that they're sponging off the wealthy. And, you know, it's no surprise. We know that's the kind of person that that is. Hopefully, you know, Karina, people will learn from this and maybe never make that mistake again, maybe with the next Ron Johnson that comes up.
I want to say that the people who voted for him also are narcissistic group, because they voted for exactly the same thing he's preaching for. He voted so we eliminate people from the society who are not capable of working. And it's not for shortcomings. It's for chronic lifetime disease. Some people born with that.
Listen, there's no question. The young disabled child, adult now that my wife and I are raising, has received Medicare throughout his life. And that's because he'll never be able to live on his own. He doesn't have that capacity, and he never will have it. He was born with that cognitive disability. That's what Medicare does, right? And Medicaid, it is there as a safety net for others. And yet the wealthy are not paying their fair share, and Ron Johnson thinks it's a handout, and these people are freeloaders. And all of us know somebody we love, whether it's our aunt or uncle or cousin or nephew or son or daughter, who has these issues. And thank God that there is a Medicare that makes it possible for those people. Somebody thought enough of human beings that this was created. And Ron Johnson, he has no shame, so it doesn't bother him whatsoever that he made those ignorant statements. Because to him, it's not ignorant. He's wealthy. He doesn't have to worry about it. His family will never have to worry about it, because if they wind up with someone in their families that have the disabilities that many others, he's got enough money that doesn't have to worry about it. But that's not all of us.
Correctly, you are taking care of your nephew at home, right?
Yes.
So in another government, you would receive some sort of bonus, some sort of a money statement, a stipend for keeping a child. Maybe it's adult right now, but from the time it was a child, at home, instead of sending him to the institution, the government will say thank you. Even in such a corrupted and bad government as we always hear from Russia, if I do that in Russia, they will pay me to do that, because they calculating that it's cheaper than for a government to taking care of this child for their entire life in an institution than to have you keep that child, pay that child the pension or a social security or disability, and pay you money so you can actually taking care of this child.
You know, Karina,
that's how it's supposed to be happening.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Always enjoy, you know, your input. You know, let's go to Greg, Calvin. Hey, Greg, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you, Earl?
For people who don't know, Greg, you're disabled.
I am. I'm totally blind.
Yeah, you are blind. And so you have been receiving Social Security.
Yes, I have. Yeah. And I you know, I guess I just want to say I'm fortunate because I'm able to, you know, work at least, you know, a part-time job and be in school. But I've met a lot of people who are disabled, who are, you know, blind. I've been attending these Zoom calls over the past 2 years with a lot of blind people who are on, you know, different spectrums of blindness. And, you know, in the blindness community, you have a lot of dual disability kind of, you know, issues as well. I'm fortunate that I can receive, that I can work, but not everybody can, due to what you were just talking about with that caller, Earl, due to chronic health conditions, due to just whatever, there not being enough jobs, you know, to, or enough jobs that people can do. So I feel like this is kind of a slap in the face for, you know, for him to say that, you know, I didn't get to hear, you know, all of.
Well, he basically said that what this is, Social Security, is the wealthy having to pay for, you know, the poor are people. And people who are receiving Social Security basically are freeloading off of the wealthy. That's it. In essence, that's what Ron Johnson had to say. But Greg, thank you very much for the call as always, man. Really appreciate you. Let's go to Jack from Racine. Hey, Jack, how you doing? You say what?
Good morning. Well, what can we say about the moral compass of a man who wants to criticize Social Security where people work for? Don't forget, it also goes for families and children when they're in need. And at the same time, he's a guy who takes huge tax breaks to buy jet airplanes for his children to jet
yes.
around the world. You know, what can you say about the morals of a man like that? And my last thought is, when you go to measure a society in history, you don't look at how they treated their most wealthy people. You look at the society as a whole and how the poor people are treated and respected in the society.
And so much as you have not done this unto the least of these, my brethren, you have also not done it unto me. It's very, very, very simple, right?
Yeah, I think it is. He lost his way a long time ago, I think, but he's got a lot of money behind him and supporters who pay for the lobbyists to continue to get their way on everything from taxes to different issues, like not willing to take up Social Security, even to do what's right to fix it.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Sharky, hang on. We'll be right back.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded.
These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 78. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 63. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 85. Partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. Mid-80s Saturday, upper 70s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. So Ron Johnson on yesterday, senator from the great state of Wisconsin, once again opened his mouth and put his foot in it as there was a conversation about Social Security. And he clearly stated that Social Security, wealthy people, paying the lion's share of Social Security, and the rich are the ones who are paying into Social Security, and that the poor are basically getting a free pass. In essence, that's kind of what Ron Johnson was saying. That's nothing new. He's felt that way before. He's talked about that even during the campaign when he was challenged on that. He lied, as he is always wanting to do. But yet, in the face of that, many people in this audience voted for Ron Johnson. And I wondered your thoughts about the fact that Ron Johnson is saying you, if you're on Social Security, or someone you know or love is receiving Medicare, that it's a handout. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Sharky from Racine, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. This is Sharky here. And your last caller, a brilliant man, a scholar, and he's a credit to his profession as well as you. And with that said, I was in government for about 20 years. I served the community, and unfortunately, towards the end, I was involved in a situation where I had to take a disability. And now I turn, as I was turning 61, I was told and advise that in the best interest of me, I should actually, apply for disability as far as Social Security.
Right.
And I said, listen, I'm very happy with my settlement that I have. And so I go forward. He says, well, listen, when you turn 62, Sharky, he says, we're going to take your Social Security amount from your pension, if you like it or not. So we advise you to take your Social Security and just be happy with what you get. And that really threw me for a curve. And not being a great numbers guy, it really kind of scared me, because now I'm going to be taxed and so on and so forth. It was just terrible. So I've been an advocate and a loudmouth in politics for a lot of years. And I think maybe this could have been a swipe at me, but I can only suspect that's happening. Because he's obviously, Johnson has got a lot of connections in our own Madison with the peeps up there. So I wonder about that.
You know, more than anything else, your situation is unusual. And I'm not going to begin to pretend as if I know anything about, you know, your situation and how things work, because I'm not a big numbers guy either, but I am a guy who knows that there are people who it's their lifeline and it's all that they have. And they're proud people, and they're people who work their entire lives, and they weren't able to work on a job that they could amass the wealth that, you know, a handful of people in this nation have been able to amass. And for those people who don't have to worry about Social Security, you know, great. And who don't have to worry about Medicare, great. But the masses of the people do. And that's and this is something that the masses of the people, including my parents, who weren't able to amass wealth, Social Security was their lifeline, as it is mine. And I want it to be my children's lifeline. If they don't, if they're not able to amass wealth that many others have had to amass. And so they should have that opportunity. But as long as we have people like Ron Johnson, and again, people who voted yay to Ron Johnson, who are in this state, and many who are in this listening audience, it is shameful. And you can't do anything now about the fact that they put him there, but they knew who he was, and yet he has no shame, because you would think that he would have learned that this is not something that I'm going to attack, because the people who elected me really need it the most. Thank you very much for the call, Shockey. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Earl, good morning. And by the way, you ought to get an award, because what your show does, you don't alienate, you educate. And that's why you ought to get an award. There is not another radio station that has people on there that educate and that they don't alienate.
Well, that's what I try to do, man.
They welcome all calls. Not like Dan O'Donnell. When he knows I'm on the line, he won't talk to me.
No, he's a clown.
He won't. He's afraid. He's terrified. He's scared. Now, with Ron Johnson, we can do something with him right now. Call his office. I call these guys' offices all the time. You will get either a recording or a live person. If you get a live person, even better, because I'll hit him with more questions. But if you get a recording, say, Ron Johnson, you need to admit you committed an act against your oath with the illegal electoral votes that you participated in. You have two choices. Resign now, or we'll vote you out. But if we vote you out, we can't promise you won't be prosecuted. And leave it at that. Leave it at, because he's a criminal. And he got that smirk on his face. God, I wish I could just talk to him for 5 minutes.
You know,
I wouldn't holler at him. I wouldn't raise my voice, and I wouldn't swear at him.
Hey, Bill. Are you one of those freeloaders with Social Security?
Yes, I am.
I mean, freeloaders.
Yes, I am. And I'll be honest with you, Earl. When I was younger, I worked for AT&T for 30 years. When I started work at AT&T, and they were looking at it way back then, I said, I'm going to plan my retirement so I don't have Social Security, because I don't think it'll be there when I retire. And I was fortunate to retire young, and I took it as soon as I can, because I knew if guys like Ron Johnson get their hands on it.
Hey, Bill, we got to go. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W2.